My favorite thing about this, too, is, like, the premise of them doing this. They're like, once we kill the president, everyone in the world is going to be afraid. But they forget that the universe that this movie takes place in, just, like, every like, 2 years, the entire cabinet of every G6 nation gets obliterated by machine guns. Like, I don't think people would be afraid of that anymore.
Both Olympus has fallen and London has fallen. It feels like every time they interact, the script says, witty banter here. And they forgot to add it. And then on the set, they're like, they gotta shoot that scene, and they're like, oh fuck, we forgot to write anything. You guys just improv. Because that's what I imagine Aaron Eckhart and Gerard Butler would come up with on the fly.
He's a bourbon bastard.
He's a true bourbon bastard, because every time Gerard Butler bests the president, he's like, why don't you go call your boyfriend, faggot.
I think my favourite line of dialogue in the film is the bit where they're like tearing through a city street in London, crash into a terrorist, and his head just kind of breaks through the window into the car.
Yes.
And he screams, fuck you, and then the guy just screams, fuck me, no, fuck you. Like, that's the kind of intellectual level that the film is on. They couldn't even come up with like some kind of James Bond, well, I guess he got fucked kind of dialogue. He's just, no, fuck you, fuck everything.
It took it something that's objectively dumb, like Commando. Commando still has moments that have wit in them, like, Sully, remember when I told you I'd kill you last? I lied. Or when he throws the fucking steam pipe through the bag and he goes, let off some steam, Bennett. If this movie had had that same scene, he would have thrown the pipe at him and been like, yeah, fuck you!
Well, they're setting up the sequel. Stonehenge has fallen.
Just a bunch of lads just pushing over one of the rocks. They implied that the new British Prime Minister is Jeremy Clarkson, like they call him Prime Minister Clarkson, which like suggests if there's a British PM dying in the next one, his last words are going to be, "Oh, that's a bloody good car."
Yeah, they're going to be like aiming an anti-air gun at him against the wall, and he'll be like, another thing, Italian women are stupid.
We're gonna find out if a McLaren can race against a bullet.
How do they make you out of?
Bourbon and poor choices.